President Obama, Vice President Biden, and political luminaries from both parties visit Boston today to remember the late Senator Edward Kennedy and help dedicate a new institute that bears his name. The Edward M. Kennedy Institute for the United States Senate is intended as a showplace of how the American political process is supposed to work. As WBUR's Asma Khalid reports, the center is looking to restore respect for Congress at a time when Congress is one of the most reviled institutions in the country.
We do have two amendments that have been proposed.
At the Edward M. Kennedy Institute, teenagers from Quincy are trying to craft a comprehensive immigration reform bill. They're debating amendments in a replica of the Senate chamber. It's a majestic room with gilded wallpaper and wooden desks modeled on the original congressional furniture.
Legal immigrants?
Illegal immigrants.
This issue is about illegal immigrants.
The high schoolers are role-playing U.S. senators, and they're arguing over an amendment to establish a biometric tracking system for immigrants. The amendment passes.
Traditionally, folks, we don't boo in the Senate. We hiss. Okay.
Before the final vote, the teenage senators try lobbying to pick up some votes.
Aaron, what are you thinking?
I have to form an opinion. I'm not a fan of the negative on civil liberties, though.
Yeah. I'm not a fan on the First Amendment, but I'm still voting for it because I think both of them are helping our national security.
The real Senate may be full of partisan bickering, but Ed Schlossberg wants this mock chamber to teach cooperation and negotiation. Schlossberg is married to Caroline Kennedy, and he designed the visitor experience here.
People have an idea about government that it's all about a bureaucracy. But really, the way our government's structured is the idea of having people collaborate and make it better by their collaboration. Doesn't always work that way.
Which is why he thinks this legislative simulation is so valuable. It's an educational tool that could help folks understand why Congress is deliberative by nature.
A good senator is someone who can compromise and work with different groups and make things happen. And
as Ted Kennedy was known to do during his 47-year tenure in the Senate, Kennedy wanted the replica Senate chamber to be the heart of this place. The whole building is fairly simple from the outside, just a polished one-story white facade adjacent to the Kennedy Library on the UMass Boston campus. But inside, all the exhibits revolve around the chamber. Institute President Gene McCormick.
So this first exhibit is the history and the structure of the Senate. The second exhibit is
to be honest, the word exhibit is a bit of an interpretation. The center is experimenting with new technology. So really, each exhibit is a display on the wall that you explore interactively with a tablet.
Your Google Pad goes down into more depth for each of the pieces here.
One of the only traditional museum spaces is a model of Senator Kennedy's office, where his voice fills the room and you can listen to recordings of some of his speeches.
There may have been, through those periods of times, differences in how Republicans and how Democrats approach those kinds of issues, given the particular time.
But this was the office he had just before he died. And as you can see in the office, there are many, many family mementos. There's some very cute letters from his mother correcting his grammar.
McCormick peeks into the next room to point out a few pictures, relatively simple seascapes.
These are Senator Kennedy's own paintings. Most people don't know that Senator Kennedy was himself an artist.
Most of this interactive museum does not celebrate Kennedy or his legislative accomplishments. It's celebrating the process of government.
Ted Kennedy loved the Senate.
Vicki Kennedy is Ted Kennedy's widow.
And he wanted a place where young people could learn to feel the same way.
I'm on the path.
Back in the Senate chamber, it's time for a vote on that omnibus immigration reform package.
Benjamin Brownlow, Democrat from Massachusetts. Yeah. Yay! Chris Buzzell, Republican from Iowa. Nay. Nay!
When all the votes are tallied,
36 to 32, the nays have it. This bill has failed.
It seems a room full of high schoolers operating on a hypothetical cannot solve immigration reform any more successfully than the actual real Congress. But that may be the value of this simulation. It's an exercise in compromise. 17-year-old Suhail Purkar from Quincy High School played a Democrat from Maryland, and he says he can now easily see the many, many roadblocks to passing comprehensive immigration reform.
I don't have to go home and wonder if I'm going to get reelected next year. Where in the real Senate, obviously, the senators have to tend to the needs of their constituents as well to the needs of the party.
That newfound understanding helps him appreciate the Senate, and that is presumably what Ted Kennedy wanted. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.